Hi guys, guess who's back with a brand new track? I'm finally back after 2 weeks off. My life's just been doing a bit of a mad one and I'm back. I was in a really fucking shit frame of mind. It happens to the best of us. And I like to come on here and influence you all for the best. I like to come on here and tell my stories. I like to present myself in a certain kind of way. And for me, obviously after losing Kingston as well, I think I just went into like a little bit of a rut. I wasn't feeling it and life was just a little bit shit. So I'm back after 2 weeks off and I did a rebrand shoot and I'm so excited to share all the photos. If you've been looking at my Instagram, you'll see all the nice photos that I've had done and with Love and Maeve branding. So Fran, who's a photographer, has created this brand new business called Love and Maeve with Susie. And they wanted me to come in, do the shoot so we could share the photos and kind of do their business launch. I didn't know what to expect because I've never really done a photo shoot as such. I've done ones in the gym with Fran before, but I find in the gym it's kind of just, gym shoots are easy for me because I'm in my comfort zone in there. So I've got the dumbbells and I'm on a machine, I've got props. I'm not really kind of looking into the camera like, hey, look at me, which is really weird because you're all going to listen to that and think, shut the fuck up, Sophie. Like you are the definition of, hey, look at me. And I am on the gram. And oh, that rhymed. And I am in my podcast. I'm confident when I walk into a room and I circulate it. But even taking photos of myself, like I'm like, hon, you're looking great. But sometimes when other people take photos of me, I get a little bit awkward. Like I'm just a little bit stiff and stuff. So I was thinking, I don't really know how this is going to go down. Anyway, it was a really nice treat because I got to have my makeup done. I had my hair done by Laura, my best friend. And Laura, the makeup artist, who was fucking unreal. If you go on my photos on Instagram at SophieWatkins7, they're tagged in there. And honestly, they made me feel like a bad bitch that day. Had all my branding, my collabs that I had through Instagram, like my clothing collabs and things like that. I took all that along, didn't really know what to expect. And honestly, fucking hell, I'm like, will somebody else ask me to do another photo shoot? Because I felt great. I looked at the photos afterwards, I looked great, I felt great. It was just the pick-me-up that I needed. So honestly guys, if anybody's looking for a kind of branding shoot, even if you've got like a product, so I know they've just recently done somebody's jewelry collection, oh fucking hell, I've had a red wine, and yeah, like they are amazing. They make your product, they make your vision, they make your branding, how you want to come across. They style it, they shoot it, they have the location on point. It is great. So check out Love and Maeve branding because that is what I have been up to since I've not been speaking to you all. I've missed you all, which is weird because obviously I don't know who half of you are. But the way that I get support through Instagram, like when I don't put a podcast on there, when I'm supposed to, the amount of messages that I get saying, where's the podcast? And I'm always like, oh my God, I've got to give the people what they want. But I actually love it. It really does give me a boost to carry on with this. I've now hit over 20,000 downloads, baby. So I'm on the right track. Yeah, I'm on to a winner. Because how fucking good is that? What? Over 20,000 people are listening to what I've got to say. Thank you. Like, seriously, thank you. And wherever you are listening to this, so I have applied for Apple. Now, I'm hoping to fucking God that you are listening to this on Apple. And if not, you should be able to ASAP rocket. Amazon. I mean, come on. I love Alexa. I am the queen of Alexa. I've got one in every single room. Every morning, I get up. Alexa, play Capital Alexa Reloaded. Alexa, play my most played. Alexa, play hip hop. Alexa, play. I just fucking love Alexa. So now, for me to actually be able to walk downstairs in the morning, I mean, I'm not going to do this, but I have done it just to test it out a couple of times. Alexa, play Sophie Watkins Talks. And she's like, hey, here's Sophie Watkins Talks, season 1, episode 9. And then I hear myself coming through Alexa and I'm like, baby girl, you fucking made it. So seriously, I feel like a kind of a big deal right now. Apple, please accept me. I didn't tick the explicit box because I thought, well, I'm not really talking. I mean, my explicit and everyone else's explicit is probably very different, I guess. So I didn't tick it. They rejected it, which I'm really happy that it was for that reason because I thought they was trying to say, hun, nah, you're not that good. You're not coming on here. But it was because I didn't have the box check. So I do feel happy about that. They are sorting it out for me and I am hoping and praying to God that this is on there right now, or that it will be very, very soon, because I've tried to sync everything together, which basically means I upload it, I put it out, and straight away it is available across every single platform. That way, I know I've got listeners on Spotify, some like to do it on YouTube, obviously, hopefully Apple, Amazon Music, Radio Republic, Google Podcasts. So that way, everybody can listen to it at the exact same time, every time it's released. I'm not the best with the technical issues, so that is why you're getting this one late. But guys, just please bear with me, and I'm hoping to God that the longer I do this for, the better I'm going to get and the more smoothly it's going to run. So if you've joined me from the beginning, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Please continue to support your gal. Download, subscribe, follow me, whatever you've got to do, please support me, because I love doing these podcasts. And every time you guys message me to let me know that you've loved it, you've enjoyed it, what's coming next, I just love it. It makes me want to do it even more. And do you know what? I actually, to say that I've had a couple of weeks off and I thought that this one will be better planned out, I'm just going to wing it. I'm going to fucking wing it, because I've got some great questions that have been asked to me. I've put a couple of ask the question boxes on Instagram. People have even come to me for advice and stuff like that. And I will share a couple of those, but I'm kind of just going to go off on a tandem like I always do and start chatting shit about something completely different. But I like to talk about what is happening in my life right now, so it's relevant, so that I'm honest, I'm passionate about what I'm talking about. It's not a load of bullshit. It's coming straight from the heart, straight out of the mouth, fueled with a little bit of red wine without any kind of filters. And this is what's going on in my life right now. Like, that's why I like doing it. So sometimes I've said in the past, right, the next week I'm going to talk about this, and then my life will do a 360 U-turn, and that topic is no longer the hot topic in my life. So then I kind of don't want to come on here and talk about old news. Obviously, we do delve into the past a little bit, but what I'm saying is, I just prefer to think, right, fuck it, I'm going to record this week's podcast, have a little wine, get in the car away from the kids. Obviously, gang, I'm not fucking driving before all the Karens get at me on Tassel Life. The car's parked up, the kids are inside, they're being looked after, so don't call the fucking social services. And I just like to spill out my guts, literally, just tell you what is in my heart, what is going on in my life, what is in my mind. And that way, I feel like, that's why you guys support me so much, because I'm real, I'm raw, and I'm realistic. You can all relate to what is going on in my life. I do not have this picture-perfect life. I was married for fucking God knows how long. I was with my partner 9 years. I had this great little setup going on. I had 3 beautiful children, and then I fucking put a... Well, I didn't. He did. Well, I did. I did because of him. Left him, and now I'm by myself with 3 children. I'm a single mum to 3 boys. I'm raising them by myself. I'm working full time. I'm doing freelance work. I'm doing a little bit of Instagram, and I'm just winging everything, like literally everything as I go along. And it's actually kind of fun, kind of, oh shit, I shouldn't really put that out there when I listen back to it the next day and I've not had a red wine. And it's kind of nice though, just to bring you all on this crazy little journey of mine. So what has been going on in my life the last couple of weeks? Well, first of all, let's talk about the positives, because God damn, the Instagram collaborations are coming in. Like, I literally now, I'm consistently getting about 4 or 5 collaborations every single week. So for me, that is really, really good. Like, obviously now I get paid for my collaborations, and I'm taking Instagram more seriously. I've had my Instagram account for the last 8-9 years. Obviously, I'd never ever in a million years started my account. I mean, I've left all my photos on there. You can scroll right down to the bottom and see what fucking, I don't know, how old was I 8 years ago? 20-year-old me looks like 19-year-old me. I've left it there. I've left it there for the world to see. I've got nothing to hide. It's how I started. And you can actually kind of watch my life unfold over the last 8-9 years, which is why I do love Instagram. I never took it seriously. I never went out with the intention of getting followers or using my following to better myself in business or anything like that. And then I think over the years, I've tried things. I've failed a lot of times at things. I've tried, I've failed, I've tried, I've learned. And now I honestly feel like this platform that I've created is really coming into good use. Obviously, it's been in good use in the past to do my blogs and things like that, where I've really helped people's lives. I'm still doing that now. I probably get about, I would say, 3 messages a week of people that are saying that I have honestly helped in some kind of way, pulled them out of a depressive state, helped save their life, just crazy things like that. For me, like, I just think I'm sat in my house in Leeds, recording my podcast into my phone after a glass of wine, sat on the drive in the car while the kids are upstairs, and I'm thinking to myself, like, isn't that crazy for me, but yet so goddamn rewarding that somebody elsewhere in the world has put on my podcast and I have made them feel better about themselves. I have made them feel better about their lives. I have stopped them from harming themselves in a certain kind of way, whether that's with their thoughts or actually harming themselves, which is fucking heartbreaking. I have contributed towards making somebody else feel better, and that is the best bloody business check that you will ever get in your whole life. So for me, doing the podcast, doing the blogs and stuff is so rewarding. And for me to then be able to get rewarded for it financially, which means I can now dedicate more time to it, because that is contributing towards my income. It's obviously helping me put food on the table for my kids. That's just honestly amazing for me. So guys, I know I say it a lot, thank you, but it is a part of gratitude. You know, I'm so big on manifesting the law of attraction and gratitude. I've been a little bit off the bandwagon the past couple of weeks, I'm not gonna lie. I'm getting back on it. I'm reminding myself how amazing it is to have the law of attraction, manifesting and gratitude in my life. But honestly, I am very, very grateful in life for a lot of things, and I think if I can put out there how I feel or what's going on in my life and my opinions, and that helps other people, then I am a fucking true winner. But yeah, it's just so nice to see the collaborations coming in, that brands are trusting me, they want to work with me, they want to pay me for me to promote their businesses. It really is amazing. I have just got a collaboration with The Shard in London, and for me, that is my... I am Sophie Robinson. I was born Robinson. Obviously, I've decided to keep my marital name Watkins, so most of you know me as Sophie Watkins. But for me, I think Sophie Robinson, that grew up in Ponte, that went to Calton High School, has got a collaboration with the fucking Shard in London. The view from The Shard. I'm sorry, but go on, hon. Like, seriously. It makes me feel so proud of myself, and I know I get a lot of hate, and I know I get a lot of people that are not fond of me and stuff like that, but I think that's just kind of part and the parcel of being a person that wears their heart on their sleeve. I wear my heart on my sleeve. I will say it how it is. I express my feelings. You've all listened to my podcast, even the D word, for example. I cried my... Like, that was... That podcast is pure heart, soul and emotion with no holdbacks whatsoever. And with that, you get hate. With that, you do get a lot of hate. And obviously, I have been open and honest about how that hate has made me feel in the past and how I feel about it now. But it just makes me feel so proud. And it makes me want to carry on doing what I'm doing without any holdbacks, or without thinking, oh, fuck, what will that person think if I say that? Or what will she think if I do that? Just makes me think, back yourself, baby girl. That is an episode on the podcast. If you've not listened to it, give it a listen. Back your goddamn self, baby girl. Because when you see the rewards coming in and you're reaping them all, imagine, I wouldn't have got half of the things that I've got now if I listened to what other people said about me. I wouldn't be in life where I am now if I gave two shiny shits about what fucking Sheila three doors down thought of me in my life. I wouldn't. You have got to do in life what you want to do, and that is so important. And one of the questions that I got asked was, what advice would you give to your younger self? And my younger self, I was very, very shy. And I think you'd probably all be like, nah, you lie. And even maybe some of my friends from school might think that as well. But deep down, I was quite a shy, timid girl at one point. It's taken me a long time to grow into myself as a woman, to back myself, to be confident within myself, even to express myself through the clothes that I wear and how I post things on Instagram and the things that I do in business. It has taken me a very, very long time to grow into the woman that I am today. And I think, honestly, the only advice that I would give to myself, and I've got this tattooed on my fucking leg. I absolutely hate it. I got it when I was young. It's tattooed on my leg, guys. I've got two tattoos, right? One of them is the greatest thing you will ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. And it's a quote out of Moulin Rouge. And honestly, for me, love makes the world go round. Love makes my world go round. And I just think one thing that I always say, and I said it to my brother actually about an incident that I can't disclose on here because he'll fucking kill me. But I think when somebody comes to me with advice, I say, right, would your partner fall out with you? No. Would your family fall out with you? No. Would your friends fall out with you? No. Would it jeopardise your work? No. Right, we'll let it go. Who else gives a fucking fuck about it? Seriously. Let it go. And if it was going to affect one of those things, walk in there like a bull in a china shop and say, listen, hon, I have fucked up and this is what I've done. Get it out there. Get it off your chest. And let's fucking roll with it. Because my younger self used to sit and overthink every single tiny little detail about everything in my life. Everything. I honestly believe that I manifested anxiety into my life because I used to lay in bed and be scared about death and stuff like that. And I got myself in a really bad place with it. And it was because anything that I would ever do... Oh my God, there's gigs in the background on here and it is a fucking tune. I'm just going to turn up a little bit, guys. But yeah, anything that I would ever do, I'd question myself. I'd think, am I a bad person? These girls that used to tear me down as a teenager, say the worst things about me, that are now in my DMs, left, right and centre, wanting to be my friend. And guess what? I'm nicer than back. But I never forget. I never forget how certain people made me feel. And I think girls can be really fucking nasty. They can be evil. They can be bitches. And just don't let somebody dull your shine. Don't ever dull yourself down to let others shine bright. Don't do that. And yeah, seriously, that is the advice I give to my younger self. Hon, everything is going to be all right. You're going to do really well. Continue to be your authentic self. And if that's too much for other people, then that is their fucking problem and not yours. Also, I need to add in here that I said I had two tattoos and I laughed. And that other one is my ex-husband's name on my ribs. So we move. Like, I mean, my tattoos are not the best, but it's fine. We keep it stepping. Next question. Somebody else asked me, what is your end goal? You work really hard, you're always busy, what is it for? And I shared a quote on my Instagram the other day, and it basically says, it's not the money, it's to spend your days exactly how you wish. And that is it for me. I feel like now I'm sacrificing, I'm making sacrifices in my life, I'm working hard. Anyone who knows me will say, which is actually, I don't like this, what people will say about me, but it is so true, and I am working on it to try and get more downtime. But from the second I wake up to the second I go to bed, I'm on my phone. I am on my phone. And obviously I do social media management, I do SEO, digital marketing, I do Instagram, I do podcasts. Like, everything I do pretty much is from my phone. So I find it really hard, and especially because I surround myself with lots of business-minded people. So our days don't run from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. Like, my friends will come up with a business idea or a way for us to make more money. They'll message me at 6 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night. And it's hard because I'm so business-minded and I've got this burning desire inside of me. I can't pick up that, see that and be like, oh no, I'll deal with that tomorrow, or I'll reply with it. I'm like, nah, I'm on the phone. I'm like, hon, tell me more. That sounds great. So yeah, like, I can just listen to this idea and deal with it. And now I'm on the phone and I'm like, right, tell me more, because that sounds great. And then I'm passing off my ideas and they're doing theirs. For example, I did it today. I was looking through my fitness guide and I thought, do you know what? I've actually sold quite a lot of fitness guides lately. And I love the meal plans on my fitness guide. I love them. I still go back to it. It's my go-to. It's available on my website, www.sophiewatkins.uk. You can find it in my bio of my Instagram. And I will literally go on there for inspo. And I thought, do you know what, my life's changed a lot over the last 2 years. Let's make a new one. I mean, guys, we're not going to give you the lockdown meal plan, because red wine and fucking McDonald's is not going to cut it. However, I am very passionate about healthy living. I am passionate about how the gym, how workouts, home workouts makes you feel mentally as a person. I'm passionate about giving mums with children that can't actually get out to the gym a workout guide to follow at home that's going to make them feel great about themselves, not just physically, but mentally, more importantly. And I called up my friend Joe and I was like, Joe, I've got a business idea. And this was just like today, Easter Monday, in the car driving to my mum's. And he was like, yeah, I'm on it. And it's like every single day I'm discussing business with people. It's like I love surrounding myself with people that have got so many great ideas. And it's really nice to sit around a table with my friends who are all on the same wavelength, because like I say before, You grow as a woman, you grow as a person, and you outgrow certain people and you meet new people. You do. Like, I will call some of my best friends, people that I've actually not known a very long period of time, but I will sit with them and we'll discuss things that are so on my wavelength. I'm like, how could I not class this person as one of my best friends? Like, they're going in the exact same direction in their life as what I'm wanting to go in, or as what as I am going in, and we can benefit each other in a certain type of way. Like they always say, what is it, like the saying of great minds discuss ideas and not people. And it's so fucking true. How many times we've all been bastards for it, where we've sat around a table with our friends and we've discussed other people. It's not cool. It doesn't benefit us. It's bringing somebody else down. It's bringing negativity into our own lives. It's not worth it. You just let other people do whatever they want to do. You're in your own lane. You're on your own path. Discuss ideas. Discuss things that are going to bring you happiness. Discuss things that are going to bring you fucking money. And watch how good your life gets. So every day, I don't have an end goal. I do, in answer to the question, because obviously we all know I fucking waffle a lot. In answer to the question, there's not an end goal. There's not a certain figure in my bank account. There's not a certain amount of houses, assets that I want. I just want to live every day and be happy every single day. And I think more importantly, after losing my dad of cancer, he had 10 months from being diagnosed to dying. 10 months, that's it. Before the 10 months, he thought he was going to live for another fucking 20, 30 years, whatever. So 10 months is all he got. So for me, I don't have an end goal. I don't want to graft my ass off for another 20 years, living in a way that I don't want to live, in hope that after that, I will enjoy my money, because my dad did that and he didn't get to enjoy what he'd worked so hard for. So for me, I want to be happy every fucking single day of my life. Sometimes I spend too much money in a day, but I do things. So for example, this Easter weekend, I've had a barbecue. I had my friends around, family. Obviously, only six. Don't get gassed. Don't call the feds on me. But I spent loads of money on food, drink. I made a real big effort. And afterwards, I was driving back from the supermarket. I thought, fuck me, I can't believe I've just dropped that much in Sainsbury's. I can't believe I've gone in the market and spent that much. And honestly, I had the best time ever. I fucking paid for it the day after. But I had the best time. And I thought, that money feeding the people that I love, hosting the people that I love in my house, in my garden, guys, don't get gassed, in my garden, it was worth every single penny for me. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, I do work hard. Yeah, I am trying to make money in all these different ways. Yeah, sometimes I spend too much and I think that shouldn't happen, but as long as I'm spending it on hosting my family in my garden for this great barbecue to make all these amazing memories, that is so good for me. I think I beat myself up when I'm spending money on a Louis V handbag, because I don't need it. It's not that deep. I've got nice ones, what I've had in the past, but for me, I can't even imagine. Like now, I always say to my friends, like, remember when you had £100 in your bank account? I felt rich at one point when I had £100 in my bank account. I'm not obviously going to say on here what I've got in my bank account now, but I feel skint. And it is way more than £100, but I feel skint because I'm in a different mindset in my life where I want to create a completely different platform. I want to do different things. When I had £100 in my bank account and I felt rich, all I really wanted to do was probably go out that weekend, obviously before I had kids or whatever. Or even when I had Andre, I had no money, literally. And that I would think, right, I need to buy food, I need to do this, I need to put a bit of petrol in the car. And it was like I had a different vision in life. My visions are literally mental now, like mental. Like I couldn't even explain it to some people because you would laugh in my face. You would literally laugh in my face if I told you the visions and dreams that I had going on in my head. And that's why when I talk about manifesting and law of attraction, not to discuss it with people that don't believe in manifestation and law of attraction, because you don't want anybody to fuck with your frequency or fuck with your vibes. If you've got something in your head that you want to do, go and fucking do it. Write it down and talk about it every day, even if it's just to yourself in the mirror, until you make that happen. So there's no end goal. My goal in life is to live every single day like it's my last, to be fucking happy. And somebody else came on and asked me, saying that there's some flirting going on with their boss and they're unsure of what to do. Baby girl, shoot your shot. In life, shoot your motherfucking shot. If you like somebody, go for it, because life is too short. And guess what? If you get rejected, you get rejected. You just do, and you know where you stand, and you're not procrastinating every day over something that may or may not happen. If the flirting's going on and you're feeling the boss, go for it. I'm not saying jump on top of him or whatever. I'm just saying go in there and just be like, listen, hon, I fancy you. Is this a vibe? Is it not a vibe? Have I got it wrong? And if you've got it wrong, you've got it wrong. I'm sorry. Okay, let's go. We move. You carry on with life and it will be forgotten about. Honestly, how many times in life do we all wish that we'd have said something? That we'd have all just wished that, yes, I wish I'd have gone for that. I wish I'd have done this. I wish I'd have done that. Stop wishing, just do it, because I would rather sit back, even if I feel embarrassed, even if I've been rejected. We all get rejected. We will all be, I will be rejected. I'm not just talking about in romance, I'm talking about in business, in many other ways in life, a million more times before I die, I hope, because I want to live a long life. But we all get rejected, and I know rejection can be embarrassing at times. It can. Nobody wants to say, I didn't get that job, or I didn't do this, or I didn't do this good enough. We don't want to say that. We don't want to say, I told a boy that I fancy him and he didn't fancy me back. But it happens to every single one of us. Every single one of us. We all get rejected all the time in life, and we've just got to learn how to deal with it. So honestly, if that was me in a situation where I was flirting with somebody, I felt like they might have been giving me a vibe back, I would just be 100% honest and out there, probably after a little while, not gonna lie, you all know me by now, and say, I fancy you, I feel like there has been a little bit of a vibe going on, are we on the same page? Simple. Yes? Okay. Let's go. No? Okay. You might go home, put Bridget Jones on, cry into a tub of ice cream, and the next day might be a little bit painful when you're walking in work, but every day is going to get a bit better. And most importantly, you know where you stand. You know exactly where you stand. You know what page they're on, what page you're on, and you can move on from that aspect of your life without wasting any more time on it. I am not about wasting time these days. I am really not. Obviously, I spoke with my dad. He had 10 months from the second he got diagnosed to the second he died. I'm not a time waster. If something's not making me happy, I'm not going to do it. If somebody's not making me happy, I'm not going to do it. Like, I'm not going to spend time thinking that somebody may like me if they don't like me back. Honestly, gals, be honest. Shoot the shot. And boys, go for it. And if it doesn't work out, their loss, on to the next. And I'm going to end on this one. Some girl come to me and said her boyfriend has turned around after 4 years of being committed to each other and said, I'm just not really in it anymore. Baby girl, let it go. Honestly, let it go. If somebody is unsure about you, let it go. You are worth a million times more than that. And there's a saying of, there will always be, you could be the ripest, juiciest peach in the world, and there's always going to be somebody that doesn't like peaches. It's so fucking true. And one man's loss is another man's gain. I'll just put that right out there now. Don't ever let anybody make you feel shit about yourself. Don't ever let a man make you feel like you're not good enough, or like you could be better, you could look better, you could do better, you could work better. No. You are you as a person. And if somebody can't have pure love for you for being that alone, then they ain't worth it. And every single wrong move in life is a blessing in disguise. There's been things that have happened in my life which has felt crucifying at the time, which has felt like, wow, I will never, do you know what's just come on in the background? Best friend, sweetie. That's my best friend. She a real bad bitch. Like, seriously, get that song on level 100 in your car when you're driving down the motorway. Girls, when I was breaking up with Carl, I used to listen to Cardi B, Be Careful, on repeat. I used to listen to Lizzo, Good as Healthy, Ariana Grande. I used to listen to these songs that would make me feel a certain type of way. I listen to Queen Naija, Pack Light now, and I put them on and it just reminds me, you are a strong, powerful woman in your own right, and you don't need no man to make you feel a certain kind of way. The only thing a man should do in your life is add to it in a positive way, and that's with a massive penis, a great time in bed, and, you know, a smile on your face. And that's me just being honest. So, girls, please don't allow a guy to put, don't put all your eggs in his basket, even after 4 years, if he says that. Yeah, obviously you want to try and work it out. You be honest with him. You tell him how you feel. If you're devoted to him, if you're obsessed with him, if you love him, tell him that. But then don't beg for it. Don't beg for it afterwards. You've been honest. You've put your heart on your sleeve. There's no cross wires from your end. And if he can't take that and be respectful with it, fuck him off. If I can leave a marriage after 9 years with 3 children and be by myself with no real financial stability, you can do anything in life. Honestly, you can. And people might say, no financial stability. Callum was tied into a contract with Toronto Wolfpack, who never paid him a single penny for 5 months or something stupid. So honestly, guys, if I can take the plunge to run after happiness and not be felt like I was trapped inside something that wasn't making me happy anymore, you girls can do anything. Don't let a man make you feel like you ain't shit, because you are. You fucking are, and you've got to do whatever you've got to do. Surround yourself with your girls. Go on a night out, because baby girls, shit's back open next week. We can go sit outside, even if it's freezing. Catch me outside fucking Angelica's with a wine. How about that? But honestly, remember your value, remember your worth. Don't get lost inside another person. You are you, and you need to be happy in your own right by yourself. Let somebody else add to that. You add to somebody else's happiness, but don't make anybody else your world, because honestly, huns, I've done that. I've learned from my mistakes, and I am now building my own life by my goddamn self. And I feel like that is a good way to wrap up this poddy. I hope you've all enjoyed it. I'm sorry it's late. I hope to fucking God Apple will let me back on there ASAP Rocky. Guys, I'm available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Radio Republic, Amazon Music, Alexa, play Sophie Watkins Talks, and hopefully Apple very soon. This has been Sophie Watkins Talks. Follow me at SophieWatkins7. Hope you've enjoyed it as much as I've enjoyed sat in the car with a glass of wine talking shit to you all. It's been emotional. Thanks, guys.